Thanks for listening, everyone. We're the Fast Tracks. The next one from the Dead Boys, the number called Sonic Reducer. You like to do next?
Well, this is the part of the set where we improvise. I hope you all like our new jazz odyssey direction. I'm being told no jazz odyssey. No.
we got time.
How about strychnine?
Strychnine by the Sonics, everybody.
Or
hybrid moment.
Or Hybrid Moments!
Hybrid Moments by the Misfits.
Hold on. Oh, damn it.
Oh, this is where everything falls apart. I hope you're sitting at home, warm and dry, and just imagining the chaos and drama that you don't have to deal with in the comfort of your own home. Allow us, the Fast Tracks, to handle that for you.
Yes.
Yes. Ah.
So this will be one.
Oh, problem solved. All right.
From the Misfits.
Bob Daly with the quick fix.
I'm so sorry.
No worries. All right.
Ready?
If you're gonna scream, scream with me. Just rape your face. I've been so bad on the floor. Ooh, baby, when you
night, everybody. Hybrid Moments.
Something happened.
That was nice. Very nice. What's next?
How much time do we have?
We have about 12 minutes.
We have about 12 minutes. What about... Hey, audience at home, you're getting to listen to our brainstorming on the moment, so I hope you're inside. How about Nothing to Do?
Yeah, there you go.
Ain't nothing to do.
Ain't nothing to do?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
I was going to say Dickies.
Or we could do the Dickies.
No, let's do nothing to do.
How about you, listeners at home, vote at home. Let us know what you think.
Everybody said Dead Boys.
Everyone said Dead Boys.
How about Knee, Knee, Knee?
Wrap it up. What's the next one? It's 11:11 magic time.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Joel. Joel, you are a gentleman and a scholar.
Thank you, Joel.
Thank you, Joel. And thanks thank for everybody you, at home. We love you. See ya.
Gonna wake up somebody as the sun rings the dawn. You're gonna wake up.
11 on a Monday night. I gotta study, but I got this song to write. I wanna be back out in the crowd, playing hard, singing loud. It says sweating on this podium. If I wake up in a tour van, never have, never can for now, but maybe later, I bet you myself in again. I put some music out and the numbers in. I do it well. I found a special kind of hell.
This is On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. That was just School from Linnea's Garden. But before that, Think Twice from the Dogmatics, and One Last Time from Brian Porter Hinckley. And right before that, the Fast Tracks, who are here in Studio A. They played live in Studio D, and it was a great set. Thanks, guys.
Oh, thank you. How are you doing? Hey. Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
I don't think that mic's working.
No?
How about,
yeah, this is.
Okay, this one's working.
Yeah.
I think we need to use that mic. Sorry about that.
Good evening, everybody. We're the Fast Tracks. Do we do the interview, or do you do it? What's your name?
Andrew.
Andrew, nice to meet you. My name's Raven. To my left is David.
Yeah.
Harrison. He's a guitar player.
We met before.
I let
you in the building.
Yeah.
Oh, what a guy you are, Dave.
Yeah. Wait,
over here, Chris Costello, mighty bass player of the Fast Tracks. And on the end, Bob Daly,
yeah,
the drummer. Do you want to say a few words?
No.
Okay. So nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you guys. Yeah.
Much more intimate than I expected.
Yeah?
I like the massage oils and all the creams you put out for us. That was nice.
Yeah.
It was really sweet.
I usually ask for candy and, you know, some flowers first, but, you know, all my expectations have been met. It's been beautiful. All right.
This is going great.
Yeah.
I appreciate you having us here. It's pretty incredible to have a cover band. You had a cover band on, which was us. doing punk rock covers. We're very grateful. We love that music. And we really think a lot of folks haven't heard that music. You know, we're playing what we consider to be hit songs from that punk era, early punk era. But, you know, I bet a lot of folks...
I think people would go see you guys play live shows.
Yeah, they should. I hope so. Yeah, we got some stuff coming up. We got a good driveway show coming up.
Yeah, that's what we like. We like to help promote, like, upcoming shows and whatnot. So it's kind of interesting. In Boston, we have these, like, weirdly specific cover bands kind of here and there. Like, there's a Jay Giles cover band. They only do, like, the first couple albums. They don't want to do, like, the big hits or anything.
They don't want to do Centerfold.
But they played it at the Model Cafe, and, like, Peter Wolf sat in and, like, sang with them.
Wow.
That's pretty intimate.
That's intimate.
That's my favorite.
And then there's, like, the Stooges. They do, like, early Iggy Pop Stooges stuff. They don't do the later Iggy Pop. And then you guys do, like, punk rock from, like, 77 to 80.
Yeah.
And, like, nothing outside of that.
No filler.
No filler, all killer. It's punk rock you know and love. And we throw in some garage rock, too. So it's, you know, that's eclectic for us.
And then, like, some of the other... Some songs that are, like, the bands kind of drifted away from being kind of punk, like The Police.
Yeah, that's a great tune. We do
but
next
you guys
to
do
you.
That in like very early Police, like Police Live at the Rat kind of energy.
Yeah, I can't remember who brought. Did you bring that one in? Was that your idea?
I believe I did suggest that. Yeah.
See, tell us some more.
Yeah, I suggested Next to You. I've always loved that song. It's and it's definitely got a punk feel to it, like you were saying, the early Police. You know, unfortunately. They became a household name and started getting kind of, I don't know.
Before Sting started playing fretless bass, but like, he's so good at fretless bass, he can't tell that he's playing fretless. Like, what? I don't know. I guess he likes to challenge himself.
So, yeah, we.
Yeah, but, you know, so there's tons of songs out there, and, you know, we go through, we have like two or three sets worth of material, so, we really just enjoy getting together once a week and just learning new songs and you know, having that go on. And we're looking forward to playing out some more. And hopefully, you know, this radio show can help get the word out that Fast Tracks are open for business. So, you know, hit us up. And Al, tell them about how they can find us.
Well, we are at fasttracks.org because we care. Actually, it's because .com wasn't available. So we're fasttracks.org. You can find us there. Also on Facebook, we have, of course, like everybody, a Facebook page, Fast Tracks. But yeah,
do you guys have, like, TikTok? I don't have TikTok.
You know, I don't. I save all that for private time. No, I don't know. I don't have TikTok. I'm too old.
Well, there's going to be something after TikTok now, like everybody's fighting about. There's going to have to be something... new, because it's like the old teenagers are on TikTok.
That's
so
right.
So the young kids are going to have. We don't want to hang out with these old teenagers. You know, we want.
Well, that's the
something
thing.
New.
I mean, well, we'd love to see younger kids at our shows who are just discovering this music. I find that a lot of times, you know, I'll be walking around the supermarket, and you know, there's a classic punk rock song. In the mix, you know, so I know there's an awareness and people are rediscovering that. And then of course bands like The Damned are on tour, and Blondie, Dave and I went and saw Blondie was the summer.
Yeah, at the Harbor Lights thing. Yeah. And The Damned have a new album out that's their first, it's like their biggest hit in the UK. They finally got into the top 10 again with some real rock.
That's
and
awesome.
Roll. And it sounds fantastic. So, you know, what's old, you know, broken clock, right twice a day. My motto for my whole career.
Yeah, the old Boston hardcore band Tree, they're with a new lineup doing like new music and touring.
Yeah.
Playing.
Hey, Dave Tree, man. Don't write that guy off. He's the real deal.
Yeah, we'd love to open for those guys.
Yeah, Dave, if you're listening, come on.
You guys should play with the Scrooges.
We should play with the Scrooges. You're right.
I'm gonna tell them that.
Like, please do.
Tomorrow.
Please do. Yeah. Well, we're open for anybody who wants to have us come out and do our thing, and we're so appreciative of you having us on here tonight, and letting us come down here. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was a blast. It sounded great. Real chill.
Yeah, Joel is awesome, man. That guy, he knows his stuff.
He knows the science of sound.
He is a master. Yeah. And it's nice to be down here and see the pictures of Mikey, you know. I mean, I remember Mikey. I knew Mikey back in the day. And
yeah, we all played with Mikey.
You know, it's nice to see that his memory lives on down here. Very cool.
Yeah, we like to keep the memory alive. Personally, I don't know how he did, you know, all those shows. Like, just doing one, you know, each of us do once a month. We rotate. And, you know, that's pretty intense already. And, like, he did it every Wednesday. It's insane.
No, the guy, you know, lived and breathed rock and roll. That's what he lived for, you know.
And so do we.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys do it well.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Because, yeah, we walk in here, you know, people hadn't heard us. And we're a cover band. And really excited about the interest. I could sound more excited when I say that, but I'm excited.
I'm really excited about that.
But you sound really, like more like a character if you're, you know, actually yourself
on
the mic.
Yeah, I know. You want to be impassioned, but it's got to be genuine. Right?
Hey, we're really excited. Yeah.
Good to see you. I like to do my impression of Kai Rizdahl. Do you know who that is on NPR?
No.
Hey, everybody, this is Kai Rizdahl. The market's up today. He's kind of like Jon Stewart. But he's a little more.
Except he's not funny.
Yeah, exactly. He's not funny. You know who I'm talking about, you do? Hey, everybody. So that's my radio thing for today. Do you have a radio voice you like to do?
Not today, Johnny.
Oh, that's a good one.
Sounds perfectly good to me.
Yeah, the guy's got the golden pipes. The pipes of fame. So yeah, we played the Misfits tonight. We played the Police. We played the Clash. The Damned,
Dickies,
Ramones,
Sonics. Yeah. Oh, we doubled up though. We'd practiced a 45-minute set, but somehow time in the studio, there's some sort of relativity wormhole type faster than light thing going on down here. And the 45-minute set suddenly became 35 minutes. Yeah.
Well, that's like when I remember seeing the Ramones, and like their 45-minute set would be like 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Remember in the 90s? When was it? When they really sped up?
Yeah.
Richie.
Yeah. Richie Ramones sped everything way up.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Well, Johnny liked it fast, too.
Did he?
Yeah.
But we're big fans of all those guys, obviously. The Dead Boys, a great band. We played, you know, one or two songs, but terrific bands.
The Misfits.
Yeah.
Sometimes we play two.
And these are songs I think if people, when they hear them, they'll want to check out those bands. You know, the people who listen to this show probably know them up and down, I'm guessing. Because you play all local music and everybody's into the punk rock thing.
Well, I'd say yes and no, but like there are some younger folks that, you know, didn't grow up listening to all that stuff that probably know some of it and are writing like, you know, some punk rock sounding songs. And, you know, maybe they'll hear something that will really, you know, turn them on to something new. Because it, like, you guys are kind of like, it's like curating like a museum or something.
Yeah, well, that's us. We charge admission.
Yeah,
we almost called ourselves the curators.
And you do have the NPR vibe down.
We got that for the tiny desk. I think that's
this is
don't be ageist, man.
This is NPR.
I'm ableist. No, I'm not. Ultimately, though. You know, we're
it's
open.
Not NPR. This is WFO.
No, yeah, we got to remember that.
Yeah.
Ultimately, though, we do have, you know, we definitely are listening to different, bringing back old tunes that we love and trying them out, and just always adding to the repertoire.
Yeah, I mean, like, we've got like two or three sets probably worth of material at this point, so we could rent out the VFW and play all night.
Yeah, we might have to.
Yeah, you could do like punk rock cruises in the summer.
We could do a punk rock cruise.
Like they do, right. there's a company that does. They have bands play on the boat.
A 3-hour tour.
Yeah, if you have 3 1-hour sets, you can do that.
Yeah, and never go back. We'll just be playing music forever.
Yeah, yeah, and then we'll end up on an island.
I'm into it.
There are a couple islands out there that are, I think some of them are safe.
Yeah.
Some of them maybe not so much, but. So
it's like a standoff.
So you guys are looking to book some shows?
Yeah.
We are.
We definitely are.
You want to help us?
Yeah.
All right.
Book us. Book us, Dana.
Yeah, I know Booker guys. I know the Booker at the Middle East, Booker at O'Brien's. Those are places where you could play.
We'll do it. We'll go anywhere, to any length.
We'll take care of you, too. We'll take care of you.
Yeah. What's that?
One time at the Silhouette.
Oh, yeah. We've got a Silhouette show coming up.
So glad they do music.
It's probably like in October, though. No, I don't know. When is it?
Everything's booked so far ahead. We are playing Bob's birthday party.
Yes.
June, but we can't tell you where it is.
No.
So if you know someone, you know someone.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you don't
know the band,
that's too bad.
If you don't know the band,
you'll find the right driveway. It's gonna be the driveway with a drum kit and a lot of loud shit going. Pardon my name.
So I was just at the Silhouette the other day, and saw some bands. It was pretty cool. It was a nice mix of bands. So I think you'll have a good time playing with the other bands and hanging out and stuff.
Yeah, we really like the Silhouette. We will play there.
There are people that have survived for years on the popcorn, the free popcorn. And they used to give free hot dogs at the Model. And, like, I know this woman, she's, like, getting huge in L.A. now, but she said she lived basically on that food, on the free food.
The dogs and the corn. You're growing on me. No, I liked you from the moment I saw you. I hope the feeling is mutual.
Oh, yeah. I liked you guys. Well,
we're quieter than when we
I remember think. Dave from, I think he played in some other bands.
Yes, Dave, tell
you
us.
You remember me?
Yeah.
Me?
Do tell.
Yeah, well, I've been gone for a while, but I'm back.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I think I was wondering, like, you know, where'd that guy go? And I thought maybe I saw you at a show or something. I don't know.
I go out a little bit. I don't get out that much. You know, I'm old now. But, I was in the Voodoo Dolls.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then I played, before Evan got Muck and the Myers together, we had a band called the Nines. And
I remember that one, too, yeah.
And then, yeah, it was a great time, and then I left town in 2000 to have an adventure somewhere, and then I came back.
Yeah, what happened was Bob actually contacted me on Facebook, and as I'm on Facebook, Bob's said we should start a band, and as I scroll down, I see Dave saying he's moving to Boston, like right now, like as I'm on Facebook
it's like
with Bob.
Plate of shrimp.
Yeah, it was crazy. So I said, this is going to sound, you know, because it's kind of like you're putting, it's like we hear Dave's back and immediately call him. You know, like maybe we should wait. Maybe we should let him settle in a little bit before we talk to him, you know, because we don't want to force his hand or anything. We want him in the band, so we want to, and then we just called him and said, you know, what do you think? And he said, I want to play punk rock. If it's a cover band playing punk rock, I'm in.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. They said, "Hey, how about a?" I think it was. Would you want? Do you want to play in a punk rock explosion?
Yes.
And I said, "Pow!" So that was great. And it's the songs. You know, it's the songs I learned to play guitar to. you know, so it's been fantastic.
Yeah, I learned playing Black Sabbath backwards, and I don't, there aren't any cover bands playing Black Sabbath backwards. I might have to start one.
I think you should. I think you should. You could call it actually, you know, there was a great time we had. Bob will remember the black what did Tim call it? Black Salad?
Yeah.
Black Salad.
That was my band.
Yeah.
Tim was in it.
And they did the whole Sabbath thing. Tim was great. Bob was awesome. And then
we recorded a tape. The back side of the tape was in reverse.
I remember the show at Bunratty's. They asked me and Cam if we would be the hooded monks on each side of the stage.
Candle holders.
Holding candles. And I believe we lit up a spleef, at the time.
I think I saw one of those. I saw one of those shows.
Yeah. It was magic. It was a great time. Great time back then. Great time.
We had a cassette tape, and the back side of the cassette tape was backwards. And we backward masked Charles Manson documentaries in between the songs. So it's about as evil as it could be. So we don't want to touch evil like that. We just want to play fun punk rock songs.
Wow. Yeah, that was exciting.
No more Black Sabbath coming out.
All right.
How much time do we have? Do we talk slower? It's a lot of silence.
So you guys are playing at the Silhouette, and yes, people are going to have to watch because you guys don't remember. People would have to watch.
It's months away.
Watch.
It's like in December. You'll have to watch on the TV
when the TV ad comes on that the Fast Tracks are playing at the Silhouette, then you should go.
Wednesday, September 15th.
But you could go on other days and ask, are the Fast Tracks playing?
That would be good.
Yeah, ask every hour.
Every time
day.
You go out, you should just say, hey, what about the Fast Tracks? Are they playing? Just keep doing that.
So there's an actual date.
Yeah.
And some of us know it.
Bob knows it. Bob, tell us.
Wednesday, September 15th.
Wednesday, September 15th.
If I'm alive, I'll be...
Mark your calendars.
Be wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, the other thing is that, hey, all you hip bands out there, all you people in the know, all you connected folk, someone drops out at the last minute, we are locked and loaded, ready to go. Call us up, last minute shows, no problem.
No problem at all, I swear.
So, like, if you're at another show...
Yeah, and, like, someone just, like, gets hit by a car.
They have
Someone
they
got
have
hit
gear.
By a car, and all of a sudden, now they can't play. Hey, well, you know, their misfortune would be our gain, and we would come out there...
If there's
gear
on stage...
Yeah. Gear on stage, we just come up. We just show up.
What if their equipment's weird, though? What if they have, like, 5-string, 10-string basses or something?
Not a problem. We can do any of that, you know? Chris is actually a specialist.
Some people would have problems with that.
Chris is actually specializes in the 10-string bass, but we very rarely have the right material for that, you know, for that kind of thing. And Bob, you know, has actually a master's degree in African drummings that... We very rarely get to use that talent of his. So we're very flexible.
World music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can do some way on.
I remember I asked Mark Zandman why he played a 2-string bass. And he said he saw a guy that had 1-string and he thought he wasn't that good. So he would play 2 strings.
Right. And then the presidents of the United States, we ripped that whole thing off, man.
Well, they played that... They played in a band, supergroup
together. Yeah. They were feeding.
But
off
they
each
made
other.
They made the songs up on stage.
Yeah.
That's like the opposite of a cover band.
It is.
Like you don't have any songs when you show up, and you just write them on stage.
And then you write them on stage, and then you leave stage, and you don't know how they go anymore. It's over. They're forgotten.
Unless somebody made a bootleg or something.
Then you'd have to learn. You'd have to, like, listen to it.
Billy Ruane probably had somebody do a video of one of those sets somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure.
Are people calling in? Do we have call-ins? No?
People don't usually call.
They don't call.
People don't talk on the phone anymore. That's like...
what if we gave away tickets to a non-existent show?
They text each other now. Because then they don't... If they're going to text something that might be taken the wrong way...
Yeah, I heard that people are sending the wrong emojis.
The person can just wait.
Yeah.
Wait for a while and maybe not answer. Instead of like, you know, fisticuffs or whatever. You can't do that via text.
All I can say is I've been seeing videos on Instagram, and I can't believe what the kids are looking at these days. You know, shootings and car accidents. I mean, I look at it, so, but I just can't believe it, you know?
I only like funny accidents, like some guy has like a Lamborghini, and it's his first day with a Lamborghini, and he wrecks it just parking or something.
See, that's a good game.
That's funny.
That's the best.
I don't like stuff where people get hurt.
Unless they've got Lamborghinis.
As long as I don't see like their injuries or something, it might still be funny. But I think it's funny if they just wreck their like, you know, $500,000 car because they're not paying attention.
That is funny.
Yeah. How does this rate on in terms of the interviews that you've done? Is this like a 4?
I'm just kind of like in the
moment
when
I'm
doing
like,
these
interviews.
Yeah,
I like it. You're just kind of cruising with it. That's good.
I like to have the real personality so the people kind of come across.
Mm-hmm. We don't have anything planned. See, that's the thing. The covers were all planned, but the interviews, we don't do covers of interviews.
We should plan an interview.
We should do covers of interviews. Yeah, that's not? What we should do.
That would be cool.
That would go. So we come in and we have a script, and we hand
we could
you
do
the
a Dick Cavett.
We hand you your script.
Yeah, we're pros. We could do that. We could do a script. We do these PSAs. An hour.
Well, that's what we'll have to do for next time. Yeah. If you ever, you know,
we'll do Orson Welles on the Tonight Show. That was a good interview.
I always liked the Don Rickles interviews.
Don Rickles,
you know, those were really good.
He comes in unannounced.
Yeah,
he's got somewhere to go.
Bob's out.
Bob's
out.
Gone.
He's out.
Well, we wish we had, something for Bob to eat.
Right? All right, thanks, Bob.
So we're looking for a drummer now. No, he's still in the band.
He can't get out.
He can't. It's really like a...
He tries to get out,
like
and every time he tries to get out, we pull him back in.
Yes. It's a brotherhood.
Yeah, Chris, there's...
It's like the bass player, Chris, is edging away. No, he's here.
I'm edging away.
He's an edgy guy. But yeah, I think we've been embraced pretty quickly because of the songs. And obviously, if people have songs that they want us to do, they should tell us.
Yeah, and send about $100, and you can have any choice of songs.
Do a TikTok.
As long as we like it. And if we don't like it, we'll take the $100, and we'll have a drink.
Spend it on practice space rent.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. In fact, you know, why even play shows? You don't even have to play shows anymore. We can just do... You know, we've come up here on the spot. We've improvised an incredible business model.
I love it.
That everyone's going to copy, but, you know, we've trademarked it, so you're out of luck.
This is solid. It's a solid plan.
Yeah, and then you can, like, get some lawyers to send, like, cease and desist letters to everybody who's copying you.
Absolutely. We don't need lawyers. We can make up our own cease and desist letters easy.
I bet there are, like, 5 bands... all called cease and desist, all sending cease and desist letters to each other and ignoring each other.
A massive circle jerk of cease and desist letters. That is true. Absolutely. That's a real thing.
And all because somebody wanted to call their band The Dream.
Yeah, because, well, I guess there are like 3 bands that are calling themselves The Ventures, and they don't have enough money to sue each other, so they just... there were like 3 rats for a while.
Someone should do a GoFundMe so that they can sue each other.
I think the lawyers would organize the GoFundMe if they thought they could make the money.
Right, but you know, they ain't gonna do that because that would mean they'd have to do something for free.
Yeah, it it's, you know, much easier for lawyers to make money when somebody gets like a boo-boo.
Time is money, baby.
Boo-boo at McDonald's.
Mime is money, too.
Yeah, it's all money. That's the thing. Money is what we're chasing. And, you know, the chase is on. We'll see what happens.
And it's shrinking while you chase it.
That's right. Everything's...
And then once you get it, it's like the dog that catches the car. It's like, now what do you do?
It's a dark day when that happens, you know.
You're like, wow, these steel-belted radios don't really taste that good.
That's more like the dog that chases its own tail.
Those are the smart dogs. Those are like Buddha dogs.
Catch their own tail, then they got it, and they don't know what to do with it.
Well, that's why they've evolved to have a tail that's just small enough that they can't catch it.
Oh, but I've seen them catch it. I've seen a dog catch its own tail.
That's like one hand clapping. Like
what is that sound?
Bart Simpson.
What is that sound? I hear something.
Yeah, it does sound like something.
I hear something, yeah.
Sound of one hand clapping.
That is it.
Sounds like one hand lubricating. That's a terrible sound. It's an awful sound.
That's terrible.
I know, I'm hearing it.
Why did you know, now you've
it's
blown
not
the
alive.
Vibe. You've just blown the whole vibe.
The vibe. I was on the vibe.
The whole vibe's blown there.
Well,
it's over. You see, he's going to throw us out. He's going to throw us right out of here.
All I can say is get quieter lotion to that person back there. That's a quieter lotion. I love when things devolve. That's a good word. Devolve.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
we're
right.
The fast tracks. This is very exciting. It's almost midnight. Holy cow, people are still up.
Yeah. Are you throwing us out of here pretty soon?
Well, we switch over to another show, like our show's over at midnight. Usually there's some college students come in and they do some advanced, like, world music or rap or something.
All right.
Or world rap or whatever, you know, whatever they want to do. It's tough.
Yeah,
tough freeform radio.
That's just
this is
great.
Good.
Yeah.
As long as it's FCC clean, they can play it.
Awesome.
Yeah, we got to get into that world beat thing, too. All the kids are loving it.
Yeah, that's going to be our next band. We've got like a dozen bands all in the books right now. All different concepts. We're going to do that. We'll put that on the list. And we're kind of, you know, just knocking down the list.
What's the weirdest one?
The weirdest one is that one. That's the weirdest
that's
one.
The world beat. Yeah.
Yeah. With,
for us.
But we played with lubrication.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's definitely the weirdest
one.
It's
a late night tonight. Yeah, I'm glad people are still listening to radio, number one.
Do we really know that anyone is listening out there? I mean,
well, I wish people would call in, but they don't have anybody covering the phones.
There's no phones.
There's no phones.
There's no phones.
There's no paper.
What about an instant?
No pens.
Can they instant message you or something like that? DJ?
Yeah, sometimes. I have people that'll send me messages.
All right, if anyone's out there listening, I want you to send a message right now.
I think Jay Allen is listening because two of his songs got played tonight.
Jay's not listening anymore because he's waiting.
What's
for his
song end?
He got played twice tonight. He is already waiting.
I think
for that
he's
royalty check.
I think he's floating in the pool.
Yeah, he's in the pool.
He is out there in Austin, Brighton. Yeah.
Woohoo, Jay!
With balloon animals and stuff.
Yeah, you've
been
there.
Whatever.
And those make really good sounds.
Those do. That's another band.
Yeah.
The balloon band. Yeah.
Don't worry, we're just tying balloons here. Don't get excited.
We don't want to do the styrofoam sound, though. I don't think anybody can make that with their face.
Where's the blackboard?
Oh, yeah.
They're all whiteboards now. I don't know why.
No, you can't make any sound on that.
Wow. Yep. We're here in Medford, Massachusetts. We're from Arlington. This band is based in Arlington.
That's pretty close.
Yep. So anytime you want us to come in.
It's like exactly. But very bikeable distance.
You know, someone supposed to play, and all of a sudden they fall down those stairs. They break a leg. Boom, the first thing you should think of, before you even think of calling an ambulance or helping them, you think, fast tracks, let's get them in here right now.
Definitely that happens sometimes where a band's like, they're guitar player like has a spontaneous human combustion or something, and they're like, well, we can't replace them that quick.
No, how could you? You just got to get the fast tracks. That's what you got to do.
That's right.
Right, Joe Mama Besser.
Used to be in the fast tracks.
We don't like to talk about that, but it's true. It's true.
People might start writing like blog articles about all this intrigue.
Let's hope.
Yes.
Well, that's how you get publicity. You do fake scandals.
Oh, well, they're not fake. These are all real. Everything we've said tonight is true.
Well, that's old school.
Well, that's us. Old school.
We're old school, baby. It's
old.
11:57 p.m. on a Wednesday night.
Yeah. Well,
and you guys aren't calling, so we don't know if you're listening.
I always think of the rappers and the punk rockers that say, "Yeah, we're old school." I'm like, you guys hated school back then. Come on, you weren't. Oh, I'm going to school today.
We'll take them to school. No. We'll take those kids to school. Back to school. Yeah.
But at least there was rock and roll high school. You know, the Ramones did that rock and roll high school. But I think that was the only time that they went to high school was probably just for that record. I think they dropped out. Like,
we were playing
the beginning
that one.
Of high school.
Oh, yeah.
We were playing that one. Yeah. And you heard Bob had the train whistle happening for the Clash song tonight.
Mm-hmm.
For Rocky, he had a school bell. He had the bell that would ring to start that song off. Bob has all kinds of special effects. He's a master of it. He's like a sound god.
I remember when
so we could tell you more.
The guy who ran Wonder Drug Records, Ken, he would do a DJ night. And he would bring a different percussion instrument, and he would play it just like one note on the percussion instrument, and the whole crowd would be like, "Oh my God, what did that guy just do?" And he just like played just right at the right time, the right song, like all the weird percussion instruments.
Wow, cool. Way to go, Ken.
He's a good guy, Ken. Yeah, now he DJs on Plum Island now, because he's living the dream now.
Living the dream on Plum Island. Nice.
Nasty greenheads.
Watch out for those greenhead flies, though.
And if you want to fish up there, you got to fish where the fish are, I hear.
Whenever
I try to fish, that's the fish aren't there.
Yeah, yeah, that is the secret. You have to fish where the fish are.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
first, go to the water.
You've got to go to the water. So many people forget that.
It's true.
They miss
dry
that.
Dry fishing doesn't work.
They miss that. Yeah.
You think salt cod just hook a box.
Yeah, with like a magnet on the end of a string.
That's
and they think
that
it's not working. Why isn't it working? I don't know. I don't know why.
This dry fishing is for the birds.
Oh, I'm done with it. I'm done.
Can't take it anymore.
All right, guys, it's 11:59, and we're going to sign off. This has been On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, having a good time.